Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. A lot of great things coming up here in Cass County through Extension. The project that we are working on starting is more farm-to-school and school garden projects in Cass County. We are currently looking for an AmeriCorps member to help get this project on the road. We're looking for a part-time AmeriCorps member to work 900 hours over the next 12 months for a variety of benefits as well as a potential for an education award at the end of the service term. If you'd like more information on becoming an AmeriCorps member and working on the school garden project in Cass County through ISU Extension, give us a call to 243-1132 to learn more about what this project involves. As we head towards winter, if you've got trees and shrubs in the yard and you want to avoid damage over the winter, now is the time to start protecting and preparing for that first snowfall. If you've had rambut damage in the past or have newly planted trees or shrubs you want to protect, take the right steps before winter arrives. Place chicken wire fencing or hardware cloth around those vulnerable plants. For adequate protection, the fencing material should be high enough that rabbits won't be able to climb or reach over the fence even after a heavy snow. In most cases, this means a 24 to 36 inch tall fence should be about right. Small deciduous trees can also be protected by placing white plastic tree guards around the trunk to prevent rabbit damage or other things from peeling the bark off. Since Iowa's fall weather is unpredictable, it's best to have these protective materials in place by early to mid-November, and once you have that heavy snow, check these protected plants to make sure the rabbits are not able to reach or climb over the fencing. You may even need to remove some of the snow that is piled up around this fencing to keep rabbits from walking right over the top of them in heavy snow situations. If you're wondering which trees and shrubs should be protected, ones that are most vulnerable to rabbit browsing in winter include small trees with smooth, thin bark, such as apple, pear, cherry, plum, crabapple, honey locust, and serviceberry, winged euonymus or burning bush, flowering quince, dogwoods, viburnums, cotton easters, roses, and raspberries are also frequently damaged. Small evergreens, especially pines, are also vulnerable to rabbits. However, nearly all small trees and shrubs are susceptible if food gets scarce in the winter. Rabbits may also feed on herbaceous plants, such as annuals, perennials, vegetables, or grasses during the growing season, but the trees and shrubs become food sources in late fall and winter, with the prime damage being done December through March. And again, this damage is most severe in winters with extended periods of snow cover, so take those precautionary steps and get your trees and shrubs protected before that snow flies. We always chat a little bit every month about our Science of Parenting resource. This month's topic is balance, the balance between life and parenting. Many parents report feeling rushed, stressed, or unable to do everything they have to do at work or at home. However, parents don't have to live with this constant chaos if they take care of themselves first. This is a topic of discussion on our Science of Parenting website and blog from our ISU Extension and Outreach Family Life Specialists. If you have an emergency on an airplane, the first rule is to put on your own oxygen mask before you can help anyone else, according to Janet Smith, Human Science Specialist. When we first help ourselves, we can effectively help others, and this is true in parenting as well. When you take care of yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally, it's easier to be a positive, loving parent and do all you need to do to care for your child. Parents who have a social network and solid support in times of need are better able to provide safe environments and nurturing experiences for their children. Again, this is the topic of discussion during November. Our family life specialists will be blogging about strategies to balance parenting demands with work, play, and personal lives, including exploring ways to prioritize parenting responsibilities and avoid parenting stress. Sharing ideas for fun breaks you can take to refresh your parenting abilities. The Science of Parenting is a blog. The topic is discussed each month by starting off with a 4-minute podcast, and the research-based information, discussions, and other comments are shared throughout the month. All of these topics are also archived for future reference. For more information on ISU Extension and Outreach resources and programs in Cass County and across the state, give us a call, 712-243-1132. Find us online or on Facebook. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from Cass County Extension.